doing, Brock?
Good. How are you?
Is it important? Y'all are 6-3, and is it important to get where you want to go, that you get the ball to DeAndre Moore, especially down the field?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I mean, I think in every single game plan, we try to get the ball to Hop. You know, he's our number one wide receiver, and that's what you do in the National Football League. You try to find ways to scheme plays to get the ball to your number one wide receiver as well as your other guys. But, certainly, we'll need to get something started. But at the end of the day, shoot, there's a million different ways that you can win football games in this league. And I think we proved that on Sunday. We've proved that, throughout the course of the year. You know, I think we've won in a number of different ways. And I'm not going to sit here and say, we have to get this guy going or this guy needs more touches. As long as we're winning football games and we're protecting the football, I think this time of year, the most important keys to winning football games is running the ball offensively, protecting the ball, and then obviously playing great defense and special teams.
Brock, when you watch them on tape, what are some things that stand out on defense?
Boy, there's a lot of things that stand out on tape. You know, Coach Del Rio is a phenomenal football coach. Ken Norton, same thing. You know, he really has that defense flying around right now. You know, they're big, physical guys. They also have fast guys, too. So, like, when you look at their defense, you know, it's one of the biggest interiors you'll probably see in the National Football League this year. And then around the perimeter, you know, you have size, you have speed, you have athleticism. So when you turn on the tape, you see a defense that not only plays physical, but they play sideline to sideline. They play extremely fast, and they're a very talented group.
So having said all those things, it's kind of an obvious statement. That makes the running game that much more important, does it not?
I think so. You know, a lot of things in this league stem off the run game. You know, you need to be able to run the football so that you can stay balanced and so, you can kind of keep defenses guessing what's going to come next. You never want to become one-dimensional in this league. But, I think just like any other game, the run game is just as important as the pass game. But certainly, we know we have a great challenge going against the Oakland Raiders. I know they've proven, week in and week out this season how good of a defensive unit they are. And we know we have a great challenge ahead of us.
Could you talk about Suofilo and what he's meant, especially to the running game since Dwayne's come back?
Yeah, X is a tremendous football player. Love him as a teammate. He's a great person. The thing about X is, and you guys don't get to see it as often as I do, but he's the same guy every single day. You know, he comes to work with a great attitude. He has a great spirit about him. He's a very smart guy. He's a tough guy. You know, he's battling through injuries. He never complains about it. He just, straps up his chin strap and goes to work. And so I can't say enough great things about Xavier. I love that he's on our side, and I love that he's our teammate. But great football player, smart guy, tough guy, and tremendous person.
Brock, what do you think about playing in Mexico?
You know, I'm very excited. A part of me doesn't know what to expect. You know, I've never experienced anything like this. But just to have the opportunity to play on Monday Night Football, in a different country is something that doesn't come around every single day. So I can't wait to get down there to Mexico City. I'm sure it'll be a tremendous experience for both football teams, and it should be a lot of fun.
Have you ever been to Mexico before?
I have been to Mexico.
And have you been to Mexico City?
I have not been to Mexico City.
Soccer is king down there. You think they'll get into this whole American football thing?
You know, I'm not really sure what to expect, but at the end of the day, the National Football League, has us going down there for a reason. So I'm sure the people will show up. I'm sure they'll be loud. I'm sure it'll be a great environment for us, especially with it being Monday Night Football. And I'm very excited to get this thing underway.
Because of that, the spectacle and everything, is it a statement type of game for you guys? I mean, it'd be huge if you won this. You did a tiebreaker against Oakland. You've got it against Kansas City. I'm talking about down the line.
Of course. You know, I think every single week is a statement game. When you look across the National Football League, every single week is different. You know, you see one team maybe blow out somebody one week, and then the next week they get blown out. Or, a win, and then the next week they lose. So I think every single week you need to go out there and prove yourself. You need to play well every single week. But I would say every single week is a statement week.
Brock, last year when you faced the Raiders and Khalil had a really good game against you, sacking you five times, how important is it to kind of really keep an eye on what he's doing, considering how explosive he is coming off the edge?
It's very important. And, you know, anytime you play against a player like Khalil Mack, you know, you need to respect what he brings to the table, and you need to have answers for what he brings to the table. And, you know, we're very fortunate to have a phenomenal offensive coaching staff here, you know, led by Coach Gotze and Coach O'Brien, and I'm sure they'll have answers for him. But without a question, we are well aware of what Khalil Mack's capable of doing. Obviously, you know, I experienced it firsthand last year, and we will have answers for him.
What is it that he brings to the table that makes him so special?
Well, there's a number of things. I think the first thing when you turn on the tape with Khalil that jumps out is just his motor. You know, he never stops. You know, he has a very high football motor. He plays extremely hard. He's a very physical guy, but yet he has a ton of speed as well. You know, so he's a very gifted, special, unique football player, and you know, you need to give him the respect that he deserves.
Curious, you played against Mack. You played with Von Miller. When Clowney came out, he was higher rated than both of them. What do you think of what you've seen from Jadeveon since you've been here?
You know, I think Clowney's done a phenomenal job. You know, going back just real quick, thinking about through all the, you know, different games over the course of the year and even in practice, you know, some of the things that you guys aren't able to see, you know, he amazes me every single day. Clowney is a phenomenal football player, you know, extremely talented. And, you know, similar to what I just said about Mack, you know, he has a very high motor. You know, a very unique body type. You know, he's physical, he's strong, he's fast. You know, he's able to do a lot of things that others can't. And, you know, I think, but at the end of the day, you need to give Clowney credit for how hard he prepares, how hard he plays on Sundays. And, you know, he's a tremendous football player. And you know, I'm glad he's on our side.